And now it's time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, we're taking a closer look this morning at the unemployment picture in Greater Rochester.
Yes, good morning, Beth. Some new numbers out late last week from the State Labor Department showing the unemployment rate in the Rochester area rose a bit in December, but still is at an historically low level. State Labor Analyst Tammy Marino says that December rate, 4.3% for the Rochester Metro. That was up 0.3 of a point compared to a year ago. But Marino says that is still lower than the long-term average for December, which is about 5%. She says the Rochester area has seen strong job growth over the last several years, but there were some weak spots in a couple of sectors.
Last year was an especially good year. Employers locally created about 6,500 new jobs. And at the same time, it looks like that positive job market has attracted more job seekers into the job market. And this has really helped push the unemployment rate slightly higher over the past year.
Should note, though, with unemployment rate going up, that's not uncommon when the economy starts to do a bit better. There are more people who get out into the labor force, and that does tend to raise the unemployment rate. Speaking of employment, as we first told you late last week, Kodak is hiring, and many of those jobs involve the company's legacy film business. The news comes as Kodak revealing it has signed long-term contracts to keep supplying motion picture film to the major Hollywood studios, including Disney, NBC Universal, Paramount, Sony, and Warner Brothers. Despite the dominance of digital, a number of well-known directors, including people like Quentin Tarantino, Martin Scorsese, and J.J. Abrams, have been proponents of using film. The film, of course, made right here in Rochester at the Eastman Business Park, and Kodak telling us they plan to hire about 220 people through the end of the year. That's according to Steve Bellamy. He's president of Motion Picture and Entertainment for Kodak. He says that continuing contracts, as they've been able to accomplish now with the studios, does help the long-term goals for that motion picture film operation.
That provides a long-term baseline of film sales, and it provides some continuity, helps us with forecasting, and film, which is a very, very complex product to make, it really needs that.
I should remind, of course, film no longer the major revenue driver for Kodak, but Bellamy says it's still an important brand name product for the company. Kodak mainly focuses now on digital printing and packaging. Well, in response to the coronavirus, Cornell University and Binghamton University, among the regional colleges which have banned travel to China for faculty, students, and staff. Cornell's faculty will need special permission before traveling to that country. We are not aware of any impact involving Rochester area colleges and universities, including both RIT and University of Rochester, say there are no students involved in programs in China currently. Bausch & Lomb, the leading global eye health business of Bausch Health Companies, which of course has some operations in Rochester, and an organization called Prevent Blindness, that's a nonprofit group, announcing they are collaborating again in February for the fifth consecutive year to raise awareness of age-related macular degeneration. That is one of the leading causes of vision loss in adults ages 50 and older. Throughout February, BNL and Prevent Blindness will host a variety of content on their social media pages, and also Bausch & Lomb will donate $1 to Prevent Blindness and its funds for sight saving for every share or like of certain posts that promote the donation from the Bausch & Lomb Sight Matters Facebook page. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.